Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show.
Live and local in the Bay.
And around the world at KGORadio.com. And at night, all over the Western United States. So I've got quite a coup here on my hands. Christina Aguilera was supposed to perform on the finale of The Voice on Monday night with a hologram of Whitney Houston, but the performance got cut because Whitney Houston's family did not approve. And quite frankly, I saw the hologram, and she looked like a pear wrapped in a marshmallow or something.
That's not what you want.
No. I agree with the family. The technology is still not what it should be. And the estate decided against letting them air it. But it did leak onto the internet, so of course I've got it. So here is part of it. All right, with Christina. I can't believe it's 4 years already. Whitney's legacy and her devoted fans deserve perfection. After closely viewing the performance, we decided the hologram was just not ready for air. We have much respect and appreciation for Christina, and she was absolutely flawless. So, you know, good for the nice try, but not there yet.
Well, and it's good that they're not holding it against Christina.
No, and you know what? I don't blame the family, because everybody would be watching.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody would be watching.
And everybody would be commenting on Twitter and Facebook and everything else.
Yes, and it would be a bad thing. All right, let's have some television guy fun. This is viral. It's all over the place. Weather reporter in West Virginia was in the middle of the report yesterday when he switched the live camera feed. And this happens all the time with outside feeds. There's a spider on the lens. Listen to this dude.
Guess what? Texas Tech is always the national champion. Jeez Louise! Why did that just happen? I think I nearly lost my lunch. Oh man, God. Sakes alive.
What a real reaction.
We gotta
reaction,
get out there and
too.
Kill those things. Jeez.
You're going to get the spider police after you, because there's more to that. I mean, he kept going on. He goes, I don't know why we didn't kill all those things. Me and Stan were up there the other day, and we were trying to kill all of them. We didn't get them all killed. We're going to go back up there and kill them. Kill those damn spiders. You'll have the spider police after you. Spider-Man. Okay. That was a lot of fun. Let's hear the beginning of that again.
Guess what? Texas Tech is always the national champion. Jeez Louise! Why did that just happen?
I don't know, because poop happens. That's the problem with being a nurse. Okay, more. Someone posted a clip of news anchors trying to do the report about the state fair but couldn't stop laughing at the shot of the prize pig's massive testicles.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And while we're away, take a guess about how much this big fella weighs. I'll tell you.
It looks like a pretty nice weekend, Michelle. It's going to be a very nice weekend. Let's take a look at your weather menu. This is your Saturday forecast. It does. It looks very nice. Temperatures tomorrow in the mid-70s for highs.
All you farmers out there don't have anything.
She's really losing it.
I know.
Well, Fair Go started lining up early this morning in Iowa for tickets to see the first day of the Iowa State Fair. And once inside, they had the opportunity to see this big guy, the biggest boar hog, Goliath, weighs 1,070 pounds. 1,000 pounds. Wow.
And 500 pounds of that was the words, the testicles. Well,
shame.
Yes, I know. Nasty
shame.
Nun. Nasty nun.
Well, I can't say, as somebody who grew up in rural America, if you have a prize pig, Drex, you want to breed it.
I did grow up in rural America, and I don't remember seeing big pig balls. Do you?
No, not
no,
really.
I really don't.
I don't know if I would have reacted like that. I mean, she lost it.
I don't get it. All right. I guess they're there. I don't know. I was. Did you ever do cow tipping?
No, no.
Oh, that's fun. I mean, I don't. Now, don't do it because it's naughty. It's bad.
Oh, I've seen it happen, but I never did it myself. I was. So many things can go wrong. You're going after this animal that weighs
a
ton.
Yes, 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 yes.
What if there's a bull in there?
Yes, and apparently, and sometimes it did go wrong. Right, but they do sleep. Standing up. All right, enough about my.
They're sleeping when you do it, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
My friend almost got run over by several of them because they all wake up at once and then they get mad.
Oh, and then you're in trouble.
Yes, and we were not close enough to the fence. I got under. Yeah.
You know, I was walking. walking with my wife in one of the East Bay Hill parks. And there were all these cows in one of them, and we were kind of walking on this hiking trail, and they were all kind of around us and looking at us suspiciously and following us. It was really weird.
Well, they're
and
very
really
curious.
Uncomfortable.
I like cows. Now, you do know that they forecast the weather, right?
The cows do? How?
Yes. Oh, cows laying down always means it's going to rain. When cows lay down, it's going to rain.
Okay. They must have been standing up for a long time then during the drought.
They've been standing for years in California. These cows are very stressed people. Thank God for El Nino. No, no, no. Well, thank God for El Nino. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, no, for instance, right now they should be lying down. You've never heard that? See, this is the Pennsylvania Dutch, the Amish in me. I'm helping you. So you learn something new tonight, people. When cows lie down, when you see a bunch of them laying on the ground, that means it's going to rain.
You know, I've milked a cow.
How'd that work?
It was all right. You just pull on the udder and...
What was her name?
You get liquid. I don't even remember. It was at a little farm that we visited when we were kids. We were in grade school. It was fun.
Okay.
I didn't see giant pig testicles there.
I'll let that slide. All right. Right over your head.
Why are you going to... Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. drunkest cities in America. Let's see if we're on the list. Well, this is disturbing. They're all in Wisconsin. Appleton, Wisconsin's number one. Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Fargo, North Dakota. La Crosse, Wisconsin. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Ames, Iowa.
You know what? It's cold for a majority of the year there, and there's a lot of beer
being
brewed.
Wisconsin? Yeah. Wow. Most sober cities. Well, of course, Provo. St. George. Here's what's surprising about the most sober cities. Beckley, West Virginia. Let me see what else. Utah. Parkersburg, West Virginia. Charleston, West Virginia. Why would I? You would think those people, they live in West Virginia, that would be every reason to drink. No offense, peeps, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, no, they have dry counties there, though, so you can't even buy alcohol in certain areas.
Did you hear the story about the stewardess who got busted? For she stole 1,500 mini liquor bottles.
No, what
yeah,
happened?
I think it was Delta, but I'm not sure, so okay. I'm not going to say it was. But she was taking about 50 at a time and collecting them, and she started selling them on Craigslist.
Oh, okay,
and, you know,
that's a good plan.
Well, it's illegal to sell booze, so sooner or later the man started watching this very carefully and set up a sting to go buy
alcohol,
some.
Tobacco, and cigarettes.
How many
or
of
whatever.
These? How many
Firearms.
Of these? Right. How many of these do you have for sale? Turns out I have 1,500 mini bottles of booze.
Come check out my storage closet that I am renting out.
Isn't that the way they serve liquor in Utah? Also, they sell don't they sell the little bottles?
You know, I've never been to Utah.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Well, I drove through it on the way here. It's a beautiful state, I will say
that.
There are
some good breweries in Utah. I buy their beer here, and it's regular old beer.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
Flight 209er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh? L.A. departure frequency, 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight.
This is airplane.
Clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, but, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Little did you know that someone uncovered an old clip of David Letterman auditioning for Airplane in 1979. He was trying out for the role of Ted Stryker.
Ted, we got a telegram this morning from headquarters.
Headquarters? What is it?
It's a big building where the officers meet. But that's not important right now. You're taking all the blame for what happened on that raid was a pretty courageous thing to do.
Was it? Because of my mistake, 6 men didn't come back from that raid.
7. Lieutenant Zip died this morning. But Dr. Chandler says you'll be out in a week. Isn't that wonderful?
Wish I could say the same thing for George Zip.
And if I'd have gotten the part, that movie would have made some money.
Right. Yeah, so that was David in 1982 playing back his audition tape from 1979. All right, Kasim Bentley, the comedian, is in the house.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Hey, woo! Good seeing you, man.
Hey, you're looking good.
I feel good.
Yeah,
I feel good. I feel all right. Not as good as you. You got the lime green going on.
Yeah, lime green. It's Friday. I don't know what that means.
I like it. It's like you like
the lime green thing.
Yeah, it's like it's like your theme is like kid cereal or something. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I'm glad somebody finally dressed up for us in here. You got your suit, jacket, and tie, and
this is a special event.
You're working tonight.
This is a special event. I mean, I'm here mostly to see your producer, your wonderful producer, who's not paying any attention to
Karen
us.
Karen Reed.
You're just sitting there by reading Sporting Green.
I am.
Oh, you are? Hey, okay. This is great. This is going to be a much more unplugged Kasim, because last time we were getting these calls and on the Maniacs. But this time it's going to be like a little more like smooth jazz. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like,
why? Why bother? Who cares if you piss people off?
Because I'm here to promote.
Right? Pissing off is one of the great things about doing radio.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What's disruption?
Well, you don't want to make people mad and then tell them where to find you.
Well, if you want to find me, you can find me on May 28th at the Doc's Lab at 10 p.m. for Suroff and Bentley, a night of un-PC comedy in San Francisco. So there you go. I'm going to say it about 10 more times.
That's all right. We love it. So the last time we left off is right before I went home back to Pennsylvania for the first time. And I was telling Kasim on the way in here, I couldn't wait to get home and then see you again. But when I went home, I said, I have my jail name because Kasim gave me my jail name. Because I was telling the story about last year when I had a transfusion, blood transfusion, you have 5 liters of blood in you.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was bleeding out, they had to put 4 liters in me, and it was African-American.
All right.
And I was telling my parents that, and you said, well, did you go to jail yet? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your thing.
Because now you're part black. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
now, because, well, I came in here not knowing you, you know, I did a little research. I was a little worried, whatnot. And now I got to know that you're a brother. I mean, we good. We can go to the club. You know, we can go to the family reunion. You can make the potato salad. Like, you know, it's right. like.
Bring the fried chicken, the watermelon.
Let's not go that far. Let's do baby steps, all right? Let's not go full-blown chicken, all right? We want you invited back, you know? But then I'm happy that you. It sounds like a plot for like a Gene Wilder movie or something, you know, or Steve Martin. Like, what happens when this ordinary white guy gets a bunch of black blood?
Right.
Like, and suddenly develops soul.
Double O brother.
I want to show Kasim something because then you gave me my jail name, which was?
Train Tracks.
Train Tracks. That's right. Because of my big scar on my stomach. All right. Yeah. So this is when I went home, Kasim, and. No kidding. This is the first dinner that we had.
You can't see it, but what he's showing me is his iPhone, which his phone case matches his shirt. This is that's some black shit right there. That's some ultra black. He's got some Safeway chicken, what looks to be corn,
right?
And a bowl full of cut up watermelon.
That's right. Oh. And mom made that. So
Yeah, that wasn't me.
No, I didn't think it was you because I think you're better. I think you seem to. I could see you being plating things very well. That was a straight up like guess in,
But I did take a picture because when she put the dinner out and I saw that we're having chicken and watermelon and corn, I thought, I got to take a picture of this and send it to Valerie.
Yeah, the first thought,
send it to you.
I've got chicken and watermelon. My first thought, send it to a black person because what better way to bring racial harmony is with a horrible stereotype that has followed my people for years, which makes no sense. I don't know anyone that hates watermelon. If you do.
Who hates watermelon?
Well, there's probably.
I love watermelon.
Yeah, so it's do we. Best.
It is. Summertime.
And we love fried chicken, and so, you know, it was my first meal back.
I don't like fried chicken.
Okay. But
you'll find, you bypass that. Like, let's edit that out later, right? Now.
But they're all Trumpkins back there.
Which, you know, is not shocking. I mean, we talked about it at the break in that your family is Trumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for you, you're just screaming Democrat. Like, it's just like oozing out of you. Pooner Bernie Sanders buttons. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you're just like the great, you're the best. But how do you, and this is for the listeners that have anger issues, which is probably about 50%, is that understanding, like, how do you like, hold back the rage and anything to say, any kind of inflammatory remarks or, you know, make anything awkward? Because, you know, yeah, I feel like you probably would, I can't see you raging out, but but it can happen.
It can happen, but I didn't want to do it with mom and dad. Yeah. But my dad is, you know, a raging conservative.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'd mind me telling him, you know, saying that. Yeah. I mean, and so, you know, there are three problems in America. Obama, Hillary Clinton, and California.
Wow, that order, huh? Like, yes. I love how you put a whole state of people. Okay?
Right.
Just like, they're damn, they're brazens.
Dad, there's people who are voting for Trump in California. Believe it or not, there are.
But does he really believes he's going to win it? Or does he?
Oh, for sure.
Which is scary because, you know, up until this point, it's like what homie Johan Miranda said, like, it was all good because we were just playing around. You know what I mean? But now this stuff is real, like, it is really fair. I do feel like it could happen. Like, I'm getting used to the idea of just wearing, like, Kanye clothes. You know what I mean? Just, like, wearing, like, those, what's the movie?
Yeezys and...
No, just wearing, like, crazy drab colors, living in a camp. Like, basically,
right.
Like, Hunger Games. I'm going to look like I'm in a Hunger Games camp, District 12, and I'm going to be there. But it's like, here's what kills me. People say... That what I love this is like this is the reason why I kind of might want him to win is it will probably put my friends, my coarse crap political friends, right, who always say, man, if so-and-so gets elected, I'm going to move to Canada. Really, are you?
No,
well, here's
not.
Your chance, all right? Get on JetBlue or Spirit, go up there and live in Toronto with Drake and have a whole new life. And while the rest of us who are in reality will just have to just go around angry and understand that it'll be 4 years, maybe eight of some crap. I don't think it's going to be as insane as we think it is, you know?
No, I don't think
no
so.
No walls,
either.
None. Because the thing about it, you only see this he's like a Democratic cartoonist version of what an evil, like, Republican looks like and acts like, and there's no way we're going to let this happen. No way.
Well... as Karen Reed, my producer, when she put a lid on this, when I came back on Monday and talked about this, I said the future is white. It's not bright. It's white. I saw
Can you get a shirt that says that? And let's go to the Bayview and see how we're going to get going.
I was encapsulated for an entire week. And after a week, I came away thinking, he's going to win. He's going to win. And then she said... Drex, we live in our own little world, and I'm damn glad that we do. And I thought that's the perfect way to wrap this. Yeah.
And that's why she makes the big bucks, you know.
Right.
Under sexism. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, it's like 75 cents.
Because if California is part of the problem equation, thank God we live in our own little world. Yeah.
I mean, do you think Bernie has a chance?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have to get around that, too, where it's like, it's all good. You know what I mean? And the understanding that. He wants, it's not a utopian society, but I understand that what he's asking for is not what we're ready and mature enough really to handle. But it's like, it definitely feels like it could be Hillary, but for people of color, we're all very worried about it. Because, you know, a couple of years ago, you see all these clips going around where she's just basically, I mean, there's so many clips of her
being very, very contrary to what needs to happen for it to have any kind of semblance of peace, any kind of sense of balance. And now it's the coming around that she's changed her whole tune, which can happen. People can change their own tune. But when she's questioned about it, it becomes this whole the pandering, pants-wearing panda bear. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, if anyone knows Hillary Clinton, please tell her, stop dancing, all right? We don't, because you're not doing the dances right, first of all.
Don't bark.
Right?
Don't do the bark thing.
She's this close going, like right. Arsenio.
I have that. I'll play that on the other side. I got to take a break. For sure. And then I have to play you Kanye, who went off yesterday on The Ellen Show. Did you hear that?
I saw his skills. I think that he's a genius. You know what I mean? It's the fact that he knows he's a genius. He's telling people he's a genius. And he's the most open spirit in the world, right, in pop culture. And no one can take it.
You know? All right. We'll play it for you next. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
Just white trash. We get brown glass. We get green grass across them train tracks.
This is my jail song. It is my gangsta song. Nassim Bentley is my guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know I had my own gangsta song.
I feel like, you know what? I do feel like this is your new theme song. We're going to get Nelly on the remix right there. I think we can get it for like $2,000, right? And some jeans. All right, we'll do it. And we'll have, this is it. Train tracks.
Well, I'm glad it's not Drake. I don't know if you saw, did you see Drake on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I saw him being mediocre. Right?
Thank you, he sucked.
It's not his fault, though. He didn't write these sketches.
I know, but they put him in too many sketches.
Well, that's what they.
It was really bad.
But if you look at the first time he was on there, it was the impressions, the sketches were like really good, and I revisited some. But like that was it, he set the bar so high,
I know.
And I've seen, it's funny that there's a thing that happens when people go on SNL that even when he has the Alec Baldwin, Steve Martin, but guys like that, not each episode, each time was going to be classic, you know. But I think with someone of his caliber, seeing like seen as a rapper, but don't people forget he's a good actor. And as a comedic actor, he did pretty good. That Black Jeopardy sketch.
That was funny. I will give you credit. I'm going to give him credit for that. So the opening bit with Trump was funny.
Yeah.
And then from there on out until we hit Weekend Update and the Jeopardy, Black Jeopardy, I was thinking, what are they doing? This is.
Well, that's where we're at with SNL, where it's, you can have, they've made a big effort to have these great guests in pop culture and even politics, but we're at a point where the writers that they have is not like when we saw before, when it was just like National Lampoon writers or people from Second City. It's just like, it's always a situation where it's like some guy is, I was in UCB for 4 years, you know what I mean? And it's like, all right, thanks a lot, Timmy. And it's like, good, but now Drake has to do this crap, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
And to commend him, is understanding he did two things very well. He delivered his lines very well, and he shaved his beard. Right, that was a major, because he went from the sexiest guy in hip hop to a guy that looks like he works at a corner store. You know what I mean? Like one of those Habiba ones, like his dad looks like DJ Khaled. Like, you guys come out, get in the back. You know what I mean? Kind of stuff. He looked like a chicken cutlet. And he did that for comedy. There are people out there would never. If you ask Cat Williams to cut his hair off, he would cut you, all right?
Yeah.
With a knife, your own knife, all right? So don't, like, Drake, he's still good in my books. He's the greatest. The beard will be back in 2 weeks, so all you ladies can go back on Instagram, and it'll be good, right? But, SNL is it's ebbing and flowing, you know? But
it's hit or miss no matter who's the host, I think.
Well, mm-hmm. And to what Kasim was saying, it's the writing. Okay, so I got to play this Kanye West rant. He's talking about his skills on Ellen.
I feel that I can make things better through my skill set. My skills, I'm an artist. 5 years old, art school, PhD, Art Institute of Chicago. I am an artist. I have a condition called synesthesia where I see sounds. I see them. Everything that I sonically make is a painting. I see it. When I make clothes, it's funny because I'll sit there with Obama and Leo's talking about the environment, and then I'm talking about clothes, and everyone looks at me like, that's not an important issue or something. But I remember going to school, like, in fifth grade and wanting to have a cool outfit. I called the head of Payless. I'm like, I want to work with you. I want to take all this information that I learned from sitting at all these fashion shows and knocking at all these doors and buying all this expensive clothes, and I want to take away bullying. So I literally have to be Michael Jackson of apparel in order to break open the doors for everyone that will come after I'm gone, after I'm dead, after they call me Wacko Kanye. Isn't that so funny? The people point fingers at the people who have influenced us the most. They talk the most about the people who cared the most. I'm sorry, daytime television. I'm sorry for the realness.
And then you got the applause.
Kanye for president. Kanye for president, people. I think 2020.
Trump
Trump West. Oh, no. We need our own category for Kanye. We
give 2024, maybe.
He needs, like, yeah. I mean, we already, like, governor of, like, you know, there's, like, a something, like, you know,
well, it's
going
to have to be Cali first. Well, Illinois needs a lot of help, but I don't know if that's going to happen there.
Oh, no, they would never give it to him. Here's one thing that kills me is, like, even though it seems like Kanye has been, like, a week off his Lexapro and whatnot. And,
that's well put.
But you got to give it up for Kanye. And this, in my lifetime of seeing celebrities, especially in the urban world, that there's been no one in pop culture that has been willing to speak his mind freely and openly, and knowing that he's going to be ridiculed, because he's on top of the mountain, and knowing that what he looks like. And that's a really big thing because, you know, a lot of time when celebrities gain some prominence, they become very quiet because they have, you know, their attachments to different corporations, different companies, or whatever movement they have going. But he's like, no, I'm going to say what I want to say. In the same vein, like you see, like in the same vein, you would see Muhammad Ali. You know what I mean? Like he had so much on the line, but he's going to do it. But I know how it looks because as someone who's so skilled at rapping and so skilled at wordsmith. He makes the worst analogies. You know what I mean? Like, right. In the bridges he makes, I feel like he just needs a little coach. Like, here's what I would want if I had to say this. Like, because if you could, this is what I'm proposing. I know Kanye's listening. All right, so Kanye, this is Kasim. You know, what's up, man? It's like, what I wanted to do is that this tour you're about to go on, it's about to be a major tour. And I know you're going to get out there in the middle of the tour amongst those thousands of people. I'm going to Kanye rant. Everyone's going to be good. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to do the tour with Cornel West. All right? Now follow me. Follow me now.
Yes.
Now, if it was a Cornel West, right. Kanye West, and what happens is Cornel will come out and explain what he's trying to say in an academic, intellectual manner.
Like a counterweight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a Key and Peele skit.
It's like that. So what happens is Kanye will come out. He's wearing he's wearing one of his outfits, and it's like da 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 da. I'm the Michael Jackson of pop culture, and I'm the Pablo Picasso of the. And he's like, the brother's trying to say is that under these harsh conditions that America's put the black man under, he has found a way to circumvent this, move around, and get another love. People, do you hear me what I'm saying, right? And then Dick Gregory comes out, and I'll be like, you know, he's like, so I'm saying, like, we need that because it's like, if he keeps going the way he's going to go to, the media's just going to make him look like he's going to look trail mix nuts, you know what I mean? And it's, like, weird. It's like, I love him to death. I love him, because I know he's not crazy. He's just free, and people don't think about that. He's the most free black man, like, other than, like, a homeless guy in Powell Market. You know what I mean? Gets running around with a sign or something. Like, he's just free. And I commend him on that. Like,
I love that, you know, he'd be the translator.
That's what he needs. I would do it. I'll do it just for a pair of Yeezys. Like, so I can resell on eBay. You know what I mean? I'll come out there, like, what he's trying to say, people calm down. It's like, they don't know who I am. And I can translate it. And then I would do it. Hey, Kanye, hit me up. I'm on Facebook, you know. I DM you once a week, Kasim. Just hit me up. Let me know we can do this. I don't want to take anything major. I do. I'll be an intern. You know right. what I mean? Doesn't matter. I'll work for like $15 an hour. You know what I mean? That's no biggie, you know? Whatever.
Sounds reasonable, yeah.
It's reasonable. I don't want a big deal, man. I just want that, some Yeezys, maybe a naked picture of Kim, you know what I mean?
Nothing major. I'll even take Chloe. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. I'll take Rob. He's got great nipples. You know what I mean?
You just went in on that Kardashian action. Well, you know, over this past weekend, Kim won a Webby.
Yeah.
So her whole thing was, you know, selfies, nude selfies for life.
And slow clap. She's got about 5 years.
Are you giving her five?
Yeah, because you ever seen a stripper when they compare their bodies, when they put those GMO butt like implants in their body, and it looks like a wet biscuit after a few years? She's got about five. Now, she's rich, so she might have a smooth 10 years. Until that stuff goes down like CD sales, you know what I mean? Because she's going to start getting older. And, you know,
she's a mom. I mean, you know, the whole thing.
Nude selfies till I die.
Nude selfies till I die.
But till she dies, that worries me a little bit because I don't want to see 70-year-old Kim Kardashian.
You're going to see it. Uh-oh. You're going to see it. Paper magazine, when it's not even still in paper, it'll be some kind of hologram. You're going to see the 70-year-old with the champagne and going out, and you're going to be like, work, work. It's like, you're going to J one out. You're just going to take a pill, and you're going to go to town for 2 minutes because you're on ginseng, some kind of digital ginseng.
Speaking of the hologram, we'll talk about the Whitney Houston thing that was supposed to be coming up with Kasim Bentley on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's
on these train tracks staring at the other side.
Thank you.
I'll make it over there one day. That's on my mother's life.
My gangsta song. All right, we're back with Kasim Bentley.
Hey.
Right on. Okay, so much love to Kanye.
Yeah, that was a great conversation.
And what did you think about the whole thing with, we were talking about Christina Aguilera, just a little clip here singing with the hologram of Whitney Houston. So fantastic stuff, but the family didn't feel as though the hologram was classy enough, and that's fine because I said unfortunately I saw the video before they took it down, and it looked like she was a marshmallow wrapped. It looked like a pear wrapped in a marshmallow. It just wasn't right, and I totally understand where the family was coming from.
Yeah,
they want it to be perfect. They want it to be nice. Right.
Well, understanding that even though. You know, we saw when Whitney died, she wasn't where we wanted to be. We always still hold her up as one of America's premier artists, and she's
absolutely
our princess. So you want to treat her like royalty, even though you know. And you know what happens is with a situation like Christina Aguilera, which she's really an interesting person because you know Christina Aguilera can sing.
Yeah,
know?
She can. She can hit
like
those
my ears
notes.
Are bleeding from that clip right now.
Right,
you know? And
right.
It's right there, but. And the crazy thing about it is, like, I know she's happy, and I'm happy because I know if Whitney Houston was there, she would sing around her, you know what I mean, to the point where her gets
for sure.
Yeah, you know, and it's the thing, but here's the thing about with the hologram is that that's the problem. That's why it's been kind of halted, these, like, holograms of these shows and whatnot, because you always read these reports of people saying, so-and-so is going to make a hologram, and the family intervenes, because it's just never the quality. You know what I mean? Like, the Tupac one was pretty. The bar was set so high, but it cost so much. People think it just takes, like, a few hundred. People probably think some Chinese people are doing it for, like, pennies on a dollar and send it over. But
no,
it's, like, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, see,
in
I didn't
time.
Know that.
Yeah, so they probably got, like, some students at, like, the Art Academy or something like that to make this, and they rushed this job. And it's, like, it's horrible. It's, like, it makes me feel like that hologram made it feel like when on TV, when the girlfriend says, I'm coming over to your apartment now. It's like, oh, what? And I've got 30 minutes? And he's, like, stuffing stuff in the oven, and the dog is in the bathroom. Like, I think that's what is happening. But the bigger question is they got the Whitney hologram. When are we getting the Bobby Brown one?
He's still alive.
Yeah, like when we said at break. We don't know, man. Bobby's out there. You know, Bobby Brown is looking like James Brown right now.
I haven't seen Bobby for a while.
It's like he took all his money from New Edition. He's just been eating biscuits the whole time. And, like, he's looking really, really raisinette-ish right now.
In my progress,
but he's gonna
a long
live
time
forever.
Ago. Yeah.
Like, But he's gonna live forever. He's like, it's like he's gonna be a, like he's gonna live past the apocalypse.
You like a Keith Richards, him and Keith Richards.
He's black Keith out Richards. That's who's going to be left. After the solar flare, it's going to be roaches, styrofoam, Keith Richards, and Bobby Brown. And they're just going to hang out and make some great, like, Best of Both Worlds album, <It's> like, which nobody will hear.
The roaches will love it. The roaches. It'll be number one with roaches.
Oh, my God.
It's a sea of them. But, yeah, they got to honor. They have to honor Whitney better because Whitney was born to be a star, and she made the best. I mean, when you think about, I tell you, if you want to hear singing, Google Whitney Houston, Star Spangled. Wait, the
National Banner. Yeah, the National
Anthem. From the Super Bowl, yeah.
From the Super Bowl. That's my all-time favorite. No one can touch it.
No one.
That was the best version of the Star Spangled Banner ever performed live.
Not as good as Roseanne's. I mean, Roseanne, we all know. That one brings a tear to my eye right there. And Carl Lewis, it's right there. It's like right there, but Roseanne's
in it. But I love that you say that that's the standard because I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. No one, and, you know, from The Bodyguard, greatest love of all. Oh.
Yeah, and a great actress. It's Bodyguard, pretty good. Yeah. I'll say more than passable. You know, Preacher's Wife, it almost made me feel that almost could be realistic, that weird-ass Kevin Costner could have gotten.
I know. You know.
But it is almost realistic because when white guys turn about 50 or 55, they start getting into black chicks because they know they're going to die in like 10, 20 years. So they want some of that brown sugar. So they start going after someone looks like Whitney Houston or a Pointer Sister. And like, it just go on. And you see him on Pallet Market and wet Walgreens at 2 in the morning. And she's got some cowboy hat on. And he's sitting there wearing a bolo. I mean, it's so weird. But here's a question. The question is, will there be an artist another Whitney or someone, if not reminiscent, someone of that same caliber, that same talent?
Well, there will be, but in our lifetime, I don't know.
I mean, it's got to be someone right now.
Well, I don't know if it's Selena Gomez.
Oh, you know what? She's a front runner.
Yeah, she's good.
She's, when it comes, I mean, when
I don't know if she's Whitney, because no. I, as a former disc jockey, I mean, I played Whitney from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, she's always in my mind and from the beginning to the end.
Every time I hear one of her songs, I'm like surprised that she's like, I always think that, oh, she's gone and I can't believe it, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those things. And Michael Jackson, too, is the same way. I mean, you just grow up with that music.
And right. And now Prince.
It becomes kind of like part of your day.
Right. We got to wrap, guys. So, Kasim, where are you going to be?
Hey, people. All right, I want you, people listening right now, I want you to take it on this date. May 28th, 10 p.m., I'm going to be at Doc's Lab with me and my friend Jacob Siroff. We'll be on the radio next week here, and we're promoting our show, Siroff Bentley 16. It's a un-PC comedy show. We're taking it all the way there, people. If you're real, if you're guilty, if you're crazy, if you can't stand raw jokes, stay home and watch Lifetime eat some granola. But if you want to laugh, we're going for everybody. Nobody's safe. Even
nobody's
my mama.
Safe.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
Uh-oh.
But it's 10 p.m. May 28th, Doc's Lab, 124 Columbus, Cross Street, Jackson.
Right? Oh, that's a cool little spot. It's up the hill here.
Kasim Bentley, you're the man. All right, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, everybody. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Boom.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.